This is All of It. I'm Kushan Avidar, filling in for Allison Stewart. April is both National Poetry Month and Jazz Appreciation Month, and now we're going to celebrate them both with a special edition check-in for the Public Song Project. If you're new to it, the Public Song Project is our ongoing campaign to make new music out of works in the public domain. Anybody 18 years or older is welcomed and encouraged to participate, and that means you listening, whoever you are. You could be in a band, you might be a working session musician, or you might just pick up an instrument in your free time. Whatever your background, your submission can be a cover song, or it can be a musical adaptation of a non-musical source, like a film, a novel, or a speech, or hey, it's April, Poetry Appreciation Month, it can also be a cover of a poem. Last year's winners, sisters Chloe and Lily Holgate, submitted an adaptation of Afternoon on a Hill. That's a poem by the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Edna St. Vincent Millay. Let's listen to a quick clip of it.
I will mark which must be mine and then start
Beautiful. Now we're joined by a jazz vocalist and arranger who has adapted two Edna St. Vincent Millay poems for her song. Nicole Zoraitis is a singer, songwriter, and pianist who won this year's Grammy Award for Best Jazz Vocal Album. She's also one of our special guest contributors for the 2024 Public Song Project, alongside those other names you've been hearing, like Valerie June, Arturo O'Farrell, They Might Be Giants, and Rhiannon Giddens. You can find songs from all those artists on our website. The address is wnyc.org/public song project. You can also go there to find out how to get involved there yourself. But first, for some inspiration, I am joined by Grammy Award-winning artist Nicole Zoraitis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Kushan. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Congratulations on the Grammy.
Yes, that was quite the ordeal. Thrilled about that.
We all are. Your submission for the 2024 Public Song Project features two poems by Edna St. Vincent Millay. What are those poems?
The first one is The Philosopher, and the second, they're both from 1921, and the second is Travel. And actually, Travel I released on my album How Love Begins, but we did a very special acoustic version for this beautiful song project.
That's lovely. Why did you want to adapt poems from Edna St. Vincent Millay?
Well, she was ahead of her time, and you know, I believe in music education, and I give songwriting lessons and courses. And one of the things that I tell my students when they're feeling stuck, if they're feeling like they can't get the creative juices flowing, is I say, open a book of poetry. Look for inspiration within the pages of another person's words. And I did just that with, I was having a writing session with my friend Cyril Aimé. And we were having a hard time deciding what to write about. And I said, do you have any poetry books lying around? You know, I had to take my own advice. And she's like, you know, matter of fact, I do. And we opened straight to this poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay, Travel. And as musicians, you know, we travel all the time. And what I quite loved about it was that you can hear the wanderlust in Edna's very short but succinct poetry. And she was really a special, passionate poet.
Did you know what you were looking for when you were choosing the poems, or was it just what spoke to you? Like, did you know wanderlust was the thing you wanted to address, or what was it?
I love that question. And I think that when you're looking for inspiration, you don't know what you're looking for. So in this particular moment, you know, I opened straight to that page and boom, there it was. But oftentimes I'll take a book, I'll take a newspaper, and I'll just kind of skim it and go, wow, sometimes you'd be surprised at how many things are poetry. Mm. I wrote another song called Save It for a Rainy Day after I read a New York Times article, and a Broadway stage manager had said, they always tell you to save it for a rainy day, but who knew it would rain so long? And so I was like, that to me sounds like a lyric if I've ever heard one. So I think the inspiration just kind of comes whenever whenever or never, which is why we have little cheats to help find it.
And I love that idea of poetry being in places that you don't expect or you need to take a second look. And it's funny because yesterday we had Caitlin Cook, who's a musician and a comedian on all of it, to talk about the show The Writing on the Stall, which is a show centered around bathroom graffiti that she has found on stalls around the world. And a lot of it reads like beautiful poetry. Art's everywhere, right?
It absolutely does. I actually find myself screen, like taking a picture sometimes if I'm in a random somewhere where there's graffiti. But if it's in a bathroom, I try and crop out the edges so we don't know where it's coming from.
So you have this track. It's 7 minutes long with a brief intermission. So we're going to split it up into two pieces so that we can break each one of them down. The first one, which you already mentioned, is The Philosopher. Talk us through how you approach this poem as a song.
So the first thing I did when I found out about this project and I wanted to write a brand new piece is I went through all of Edna St. Vincent Millay's poems that I could find, and I copied and pasted them all into a Word document. And then again, there you are looking for what strikes you in the moment. So I was narrowing them down, and The Philosopher I just kept coming back to, because the first lyric is, "And what are you that missing you? I should be kept awake while many nights as there are days, while weeping for your face." I was like, you know, unrequited love. Or maybe requited love that is so passionate that there's so much missing. And St. Vincent Millay had so many torrid affairs with both men and women, which I thought was so fantastically naughty and awesome. And just, she was really a spectacular person. And so The Philosopher, I really thought, captured the essence of an affair and the cruelty, but also the excitement that comes along with that.
And the sleepless nights.
Certainly.
So we're about to listen to it. What's something we can listen for in the song?
Oh, interesting. I tend to have a little as a figure, like a little motif to listen to. But I think that with any deep moment of love or passion, there's many different feelings within it. So harmonically, when I was writing it, it's not repetitive. There's many different colors of the harmony within the piano and the guitar. So I tried to do Edna justice.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, let's listen to it. Here's Nicole Zoraitis with The Philosopher, Into Travel.
Missing you, I should be kept awake as many nights as there are days, while weeping for your sake. And what are you that missing you, as many days grow, I should be listening to the wind and looking at the wall. A man that's a braver man, and 20 men as kind. And what are you that you should be the one man on my mind? Yet women's ways are witless ways, as any sage will. But what am I that I should love so wisely and so well? So wisely and so thank you.
a braver man, and 20 men as kind. And what are you that you should be the one man on my mind? Yet women's ways are wheelless ways, as any sage will tell. And what am I that I should love so wisely and so well? So wisely and so well.
This is All of It. I'm Kusha Navadar. We're lucky to be in studio with Nicole Zoraitis talking about the Public Song Project submission, Philosopher into the Traveler. We just heard the first half of that, and I just want to call out that that was recorded here in WNYC Studios for the 2024 Public Song Project, which was wonderful. I heard that little motif that you were talking about in there, and the unrequited love really comes through. It's wonderful. What's also wonderful is that you just won the Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album for your 2023 album, How Love Begins. So the love motif, we're seeing it come through here.
Certainly.
You said that you went into recording it with more of an intention to fit into the quote-unquote jazz box. Can you break that down a little bit, how you fit into that with your intention?
Oh, for my album, How Love
That's
Begins.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of was living with this thought. I got my MBA during COVID. I never intended to stop doing music, but I thought music is a business, and I had been working tirelessly here in the city since, 2009, and I thought, I wonder what it would be like if I was intentional with the work that I create, because I was writing music for the sake of myself, and it was sitting in between genres, it was sitting in between the boxes. And what I noticed is that people, at least during the pandemic, they loved nostalgia, they loved things that felt familiar, they loved things that felt safe. And so I said, what if I wrote music that felt like it was paying tribute to the Great American Songbook and Tin Pan Alley, but also still had hints of, my favorite songwriters like Joni Mitchell inspiration or, so I wanted to write all the music for How Love Begins, but still make sure that the tradition of Black American music and jazz was paid respect to.
Well, let's listen to the song Burn from the album How Love Begins. Here it is.
When I didn't know that I could burn so slow. Deceptive ease and constant flow of vertigo. All worlds colliding in this tableau. How sincere the depth of what you say. I'll stay. If only for today. When I didn't know that youth could seem so wise. Starting over, taken by surprise. All that's discovered within your eyes. And the spark that lit the fire inside. I'll try until I choose to run or say goodbye. Accents linger, trembling fingers, that certain look upon your face. And oh, the nervous fear of new beginnings, while I'm searching for excuses to let go. And oh, I didn't know that I could burn so slow. Deceptive ease and constant flow of vertigo. Courage invited to take a chance. I think I'll finally try a new.
We're talking to Nicole Zoraitis about the Public Song Project submission, The Philosopher into Travel, both poems from by Edna St. Vincent Millay, adapted, tongue twister there, trying to adapt it into that song. We're going to be right back after a quick break. We're going to talk to Nicole about more about the Public Song Project, more about your career. We're going to hear a little more music. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Kusha Navidar. We're in the studio with Nicole Zoraitis, the Grammy Award-winning jazz vocalist. We're talking about WNYC's Public Song Project. She gave us a submission for this project. It's called The Philosopher Into Travel, both of which are poems by Edna St. Vincent Millay. And I got it right that time without tripping up on my own tongue, which is wonderful. And we're talking to Nicole about her career and her music. You know, speaking of career, Nicole, before the break, you mentioned that you did something very interesting during the pandemic, which was you got an MBA, a Master's of Business Administration. What led you to get that degree?
I had a lot of time on my hands. I was thinking about how during when I was, I never really had any goals as a musician. I just loved making music, and I was happy, just as happy as a clam playing in a wedding or playing in the background of a club as I was touring with a folk band or playing jazz music. And so during one of those endless days or endless nights, I thought, what's something I don't know much about but can really apply to music? And, you know, I could get a degree in music business, but I had just won a competition called the American Traditions Competition, and the cash prize that I won was exactly the cost of that MBA. So I was just like, I'll just put this straight into my next education and finally get a master's degree while I'm sitting at home eating donuts and making sourdough or whatever we did back then. I don't know, petting dogs.
We were doing a lot of stuff. I think getting an MBA is probably one of the more productive things, if I have to be honest, which is all kudos to you.
I am a Capricorn, so this checks out.
That's funny, me too, but I was not getting an MBA during the pandemic. So how has the MBA helped you out in your career?
That's ridiculous. It's helped quite a bit, mostly because it helped me realize what a time-sensitive goal is and also to delegate. And before, I was just holding every card in my hand, and I never had, like I mentioned before, a goal, because goals are scary, and goals come with the possibility of them not being fulfilled, or you feeling rejected, or of course, somebody had once asked me during the pandemic, not to bring it up again, but I was hanging out with a bunch of girlfriends and they were saying, what are you afraid of? And my friend said spiders. And then the other person said, what are you afraid of? She's like, seagulls. Nicole, what are you afraid of? Failure. That's when I was like, I have a very particular personality, and I think I could really benefit from structure. And a lot of being a musician is having no structure. So, you know, winning a Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album is a wild thing for me to even say out loud and to hear you say it. But then I think to myself, well, I had actually wrote a business plan for this. And I don't know if I'm giving away my cards and it's supposed to be like a miracle, but I think that anyone who is a musician who is listening just know that it's a marathon, not a sprint. But more importantly, everybody blooms at a different time. So it took me a while to decide what I thought I was worth blooming over, and here we are.
And it's a beautiful metaphor for jazz as well, because so much of jazz is about understanding structure, sure, so you can improvise within the notes, right?
I love that, and really understanding the language. Like, jazz is a language, and I try and tell my students that too when they just sing us in, or I said, no, have you transcribed the greats? Have you lived within the language? Have you lived within this incredible art form and the culture? Did you ever sing a blues in your life? Have you ever even heard a spiritual? Like, this is all the root. It's Black American music, hands down. And I think that that's really important that we talk about too.
Yeah, and it's really valuable to have latitude in your experiences, because being a musician is also about living a life and being able to draw on that. So that, I think that's a wonderful way to spend the pandemic, my two cents. We're in the second half of the submission period for the Public Song Project, and listeners still have time to record and send in songs based on work in the public domain. The deadline is May 12th. Nicole, can you talk a little bit about what interested you in getting involved in this project, or what you personally got out of adapting these two poems from Edna St. Vincent Millay?
Well, you've watched me squirm with happiness the entire time I'm here on WNYC. And I hear the music for all of it and going, oh my goodness, I can't believe on WNYC. So obviously there's the selfish part of just wanting to be on this iconic station. But then I think that it's a genius idea to take songs that are in the public domain and have them reinvented. And also I love that it's open to the public. And as, you know, a musician who didn't, you know, just kind of burst out of college and become famous, you know, I've been like putting the work in for, I'm going to say over a decade, because apparently I've been told I'm not supposed to say how many years, because that ages me. But as someone who's been putting the work in and, you know, putting yourself out there, we still get rejection all the time. I mean, I know that you play the trumpet if you ever put yourself, but it's the fact that you did the thing. So, and there's the structure. So this song project, there's a structure and there's something to do. And so I find that a lot of musicians that I care about, they suffer from the overwhelm. And the overwhelm is because they don't have a structure of what they need to be doing at the moment. And so this project is so fantastic because it just gives you a barrier in which to be as creative as you possibly can be. And that feels like an oxymoron. But I think that it's really helpful, especially since most musicians that I know, including myself, tend to feel like there's so much that we could do, so I won't do anything.
Well, let's listen to how you use that structure to create a piece of beautiful music. This is the second half of your submission. We are going to hear Travel. Here it is.
Friends I'll not be knowing. Yet there isn't a train that I wouldn't take, no matter where it's going. When all night there isn't a train goes by, though the night is still for sleep and dream.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Kusha Navadar. We're joined in studio by Nicole Zoraitis, the Grammy Award-winning jazz vocalist. We just listened to her submission to the Public Song Project, the second half of that submission from a poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay called Travel. We had to fade out a little early to get time for a couple more questions, but listeners, if you want to hear the whole song, you can go to wnyc.org/publicsongproject to hear that whole piece. And, you know, Nicole, I'm listening to that piece. Such a cool juxtaposition from the first half right there. That's one of the wonders of the Public Song Project, that you can take pieces and adapt them. So, you know, listeners are going to submit their own songs from the public domain to this project. What would be your pitch to participating in the project to listeners right now?
You can't win if you don't play. But more importantly, it's not about being chosen. It's about making something. And I know that helps a lot of mental health of musicians and creators, is when they actually finish a project and you don't need to like win an award to feel a sense of pride in what you've done. And you know, anything that WNYC does, I think everybody can get behind. You could do no wrong.
That's very generous.
Team WNYC.
That's
President
very
generous. Over here.
Yeah, right. We should have you on our pledge drives.
Done.
Are there any shows that you have coming up in our area or anything that you want to plug?
Yeah, I'm actually about to go on tour in Europe for almost a month, but I'm playing at City Winery on May 21st for the Justice Aid benefit. I'm also doing Wave Hill in the Bronx in July, and then I'll do Newport Jazz Festival, a couple other jazz festivals this summer, and then September 2nd at Birdland in New York City. Of course, I'm sure everyone wrote that down since I said it like an auctioneer.
Well, if folks want to find out more, they can probably visit your website, right?
Yeah, NicoleZMusic.com or at NicoleZMusic on socials.
Well, wonderful. It's been such a pleasure having you here. We've been talking to Nicole Zoraitis about her Public Song Project submission, The Philosopher Into Travel. Both poems were by Edna St. Vincent Millay. Got it right. I got it down
pat.
Yeah, it's folks, if you're listening and you want to participate, the deadline is May 12th. Nicole, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kusha.
Absolutely. And hey, that's our show for today. Coming up on tomorrow's show, it's Thursday, which means it's time for our Food for Thought segment of the week. We'll speak with the writers of the new cookbook, Hot Sheet. Yes, Hot Sheet, sweet and savory sheet pan recipes for every day and celebrations. They'll share their favorites and take your calls. We'll see you here tomorrow. Thanks so much and hope you have a great day.